This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners and the sheriff's office are struggling with a $731,000 medical bill that was incurred by inmates at the detention center. The county will pay the bill through county fund balance, but commissioners are also concerned what might happen in the future. The county has just over $4 million in the fund balance for use during all emergencies. That includes hurricanes and natural disasters. We have much more on this story online. Highway 87 in Riglewood was closed for hours Monday evening after its log trailer broke off its truck and became stuck in the 4700 block of the highway. ADR Fire Rescue detoured traffic around the area until it was cleared around 1 a.m. No injuries were reported. Whiteville police are investigating after an unidentified black male stole a male fertility test kit and other merchandise from Walgreens on Saturday morning. The shoplifter also took Sudafed, personal lubricants, and deodorant valued at more than $122. Friday is the dedication for the Blue Star Memorial Highway Marker and Memorial Park dedication at the courthouse in Whiteville. The ceremony is set for 10 a.m. Blue Star Markers are placed by garden clubs across America to honor the military. The Memorial Garden is the new home for several of the county military monuments that were displaced by the county courthouse renovation. A free rabies clinic will be held Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon at 819 Farmers Union Road. All dogs and cats should be on a leash or in a carrier. The clinic is sponsored by Columbus Animal Protective Services. State and local law enforcement are out in force for the Memorial Day Clicketer Ticket campaigns that will be going on through June 1st. There is an increased emphasis on seatbelt and child safety seat usage. All agencies will be aggressively hunting impaired and from speeding drivers. The sheriff, highway patrol, and local police are asking everyone to just buckle up, don't drink and drive, and give yourself a little extra travel time during this busy period. The town of Chavin rescheduled today's opening of two parks due to the rain. Ceremonies will now be held Thursday at 689 South Wilkes Street at 5:15 p.m. Ribbon cuttings will be held at the new Wilkes Street Park as well as the renovated Our Park. The Wilkes Street Park is located at 689 South Wilkes Street. And Our Park, of course, is at 214 East 1st Avenue. The events start at 5:15 and everyone is welcome. Movies on Madison are back at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Science in Whiteville. On Friday, families are invited to meet on the family facility's lawn to watch Disney's live-action version of The Little Mermaid. Come on out before the show and you can learn about underwater creatures. The Little Mermaid is rated PG. It runs 135 minutes. No pets, no coolers, and no alcohol or smoking are permitted. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is located at Madison and Columbus Streets in downtown Whiteville, and of course the event is free. Carolyn's Kaleidoscope Child Advocacy Center will host the Kaleidoscope of Hope Soiree on May 30th, that's Friday, at Vineland Station in Whiteville. The fundraiser supports programs at the county's only child advocacy center. Tickets are $75 per person, $100 per couple. Tables and silent auction sponsorships are still available. Call 910-646-3083 for more information. Saturday is the Columbus Disaster Preparedness Expo at the fairgrounds. Multiple agencies and organizations will be on hand to provide information about assistance before, during, and after hurricanes and other disasters. The event is from 10 to 1, and it is free. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.